Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, welcome to Homebase Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him, he's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Yes, this is Baba Jahi. I'm here. Thank you so much, grandson Isaiah. Such a wonderful grandson. As you've been here over the years since 2007, helping us introduce this show to people. We've had over 45,000 people that have listened to Homebase Business 101 over that time span, and we've done 522 shows, averaging like 85 people per show. And you started helping out with this when you were, so you're 13 now, and that was back in 2007. That was 7 years ago. Yeah, when you were 6 years old, you started on your entrepreneurial journey, helping your granddaddy with his radio show and also making money in ZamZoo. You've earned money as an affiliate through our e-commerce business that has helped you be able to have money in your pocket starting from the age of 7. And so this thing is really powerful. I'm excited as our company is evolving. And this is today's show. We're going to do a couple things. I have a clip I'm going to play in a little bit with the two CEOs, which is Scott Comer from YTB, Chris Coakley from Pro Travel Network, sharing with you about this market shift. Yes, the title of the show is The Greatest Market Shift in Network Marketing. This is going to be the most talked about thing in the year 2014. There's people who are going to be talking about this and talking about it. And, you know, I don't know where you might possibly stand as people talk about this and how you participate in this industry. But there's some great things that are happening. And with the merger of these two companies, YTB, which has done $2 billion in travel sales, and Pro Travel Network, which has some of the most advanced tools for the online home-based business travel industry, it's sort of like this. I'm going to give you an analogy, and some of you might get it, and some of you might not. It's not the same, but I don't know what all of that noise is in the background. I'm hoping we're not having technical difficulties again as we stream and do this program. But I don't know if this analogy is quite accurate, but it is a great analogy to me. Let's say if McDonald's went out and purchased Burger King and said, we're going to do is we're going to corner the fast food market and we're going to come up with a new product line using the best of Burger King and the best of McDonald's to launch this. And while we're doing our pre-launch, people that want to get in position for $99, they could get in position to take advantage of this. Well, that's what's happening in the $8.1 trillion travel industry. Two companies, YTB, Pro Travel Network, merging together. YTB, which became a totally debt-free company, and with the Tomas back in charge, because it's a Toma company. This company was founded by Coach J. Lloyd Toma, a man with tremendous vision, tremendous integrity. And his son, Scott Toma, is the CEO. And what happened was we had a financial partner that came in as we was going through some ups and downs and helped us get the company back on level playing field, got rid of all debt. And once that was done, his company that he was involved with, what their business was, is about helping companies restabilize themselves, help YTB get restabilized, and then was able to sell the company back to the Tomas so that they could be in charge of their own company, debt-free, clear of all debt, moving forward. And in the process of doing that, YTB was solvent enough to purchase controlling shares in one of its competitors, Pro Travel Network. And this was not a hostile, like, corporate takeover, like in some of these things we see on Wall Street, whatever. It was something that was mutually beneficial. Unfortunately, the owner of Pro Travel Network, Mr. Paul Henderson, he passed with colon cancer. He was very ill, and I believe, you know, again, I don't know because I was not in the room. I wasn't privy to the conversation, but I believe that he saw the best interest of his company and his family's future was how to be able to merge with YTB, one of his competitors, so that his company could go forward and persevere and leave a legacy for his family, and that's what we're doing. And so we're really, really excited about this merger and all of the possibilities that it brings about and the things that can happen for people that are involved in this industry and how you can take advantage of it. And so without any further ado, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a clip from our two CEOs, Scott Tomer and Chris Coakley, who was the new CEO and president of Pro Travel Network, who is also the executive sales trainer at YTB. And then after that, I'm going to come back, some commentary, and go through a couple other things as we share the exciting news on this call to help you get in position to take advantage of what's going on. Hold on as I bring this up. Okay, I don't know what's going on here again. It seems as though we're having technical difficulties. Boy, I hate technology is great, and then some days it's just a pain in the butt. Okay, trying to bring up this clip, the two CEOs. It's playing right now. It's showing on my computer that it's playing. Let's see if it's coming through.
Well, good morning. I hope every respect this morning you wake up a beautiful sunshiny day. Thank you, Isaiah. Every time
it's playing the old show. I don't know why it's doing that. I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk Radio today, but I'm going to have to register a major complaint with them. They're messing up my broadcast for the day. Trying to get this back to where it's supposed to be. It's replaying my broadcast this morning, and I am not satisfied with what's going on, if you can hear me.
Have your home-based business and all you're looking at is how to bring
hold on, don't go anywhere. I'm going to try and see, can I click out of this and come back on the air. So hold on. All right, we tune back in here. Hopefully this is working out right. I really don't know what's going on today. The devil is busy, and the show just not playing the way I wanted it to play. And so I apologize for any inconvenience for those that are chiming in, that want to share this information with people to be able to position themselves in this market shift as we're moving forward, advancing our company. I don't know what's going on right here. And, you know, we just want to thank everybody for tuning in. We're experiencing technical difficulties. Right now, our old show that I did is playing through the broadcast. And I don't know if people can hear me or not. I don't have anyone on the phone line. If I have someone on the phone line, I would ask if they're hearing me. I do have a person in the chat room. I'm going to text out, see, can they hear me? Golf Talk Radio today is really dropping the ball. Really, really dropping the ball. It really giving me a pain in the butt today, because it's not. I mean, this is the second time I've been through this. I went through this morning. The program did not act right. I was asking me to log back in. I don't know what's going on and why it's doing what it's doing. Hold on, bear with me. We're going to try to salvage this show the best we can.